In the background, we've got Eddie Baranek and the Sights. They're doing a show at the New Center Park on Saturday. And this is going to be a DVD and book release for Eddie's book. And with him will be Melvin Davis. The song that they played was live here on WHFR. And I'm afraid that, yes, that was me and Mr. White singing in the background. Along with Eddie, the Sights, and Melvin Davis will be Nadir and 6 and 7. Again, that's happening at New Center Park. The Ruiners have a show at The Perfect Picture on Saturday with Glitter Trash. The Hit Society, we'll be talking to them in just a matter of minutes. They have a 7-inch release party at PJ's Lager House Saturday night. Hounds Below have a show at Woodruff Saturday night. There's going to be a Beatles Fest. It is the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band Jam at the Blind Pig on Saturday night, featuring George Bedard and the White Ravens and Laith El-Sadi, as well as more. Will Sessions has a show Saturday night at the Park Bar. The Flying Crowbars have a show at the Eastgate Pub. The Renegade Soul, who will be here in a couple of weeks on the live drive, are playing Mugshots in Mount Clemens Saturday night. Anastasia Gold are playing Northern Lights on Saturday night with The Air Glows, Tainted Saints, and Meredith Lord. And the Electric Lion Sound Experiment have a show at the New Way Bar on Saturday night. All of a sudden, the music ended. We are not yet ready to go live. So I'll just continue talking about the shows coming up in the next couple of days. The acoustic mics at PJ's Lager House on Monday is going to feature Justin Walker. Paul Miles has a show Monday at noon at Campus Martius, and that is at 1 o'clock on Monday. And then there's an interesting group of people that are filming live music in Detroit called Fueled in Detroit, and they're going to have George Morris, who formerly from the Satin Peaches, he's going to be with his new band. He's going to have a full band with them. Lately he's been playing kind of solo things. The Illages are going to be there, the Cray Crays and Carjack. That's happening next Thursday night at the Shelter. Gosh, when was the last time, you ask yourself, when was the last time you were at the Shelter? For me, it was last Thursday night at their grand opening, but anyways, I'm trying to do too much at one time here, and I just want to remind you that that is happening next Thursday, since you might want to plan for it. And also, tonight at 3rd Street is Ty Stone. Next Thursday, it'll be the Hand Grenades. All right. One of the bands that is going to be at the show with Jessica Hernandez out at historic Fort Wayne is the Infatuation. So we're going to give them a spin until they say we're good to go. Anymore. So I'm bringing it to you, baby.
lips, cause it's
you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. This is the White Ravens doing Atomic Panda. They're going to be part of the Sgt. Pepper's jam Beatle Fest happening up in Ann Arbor on Saturday night. And we are about to go live with Hit Society in the studio in just a matter of minutes. Please appreciate your time, your patience. Girl or man, not the bird in the worm, it's an old and dead, a familiar and warm. And yet we needed to go on, stealing, the thief assumes a different shape. Through the keyhole he squeezes and makes his escape. Running through the dim lamplit night, past labyrinthine streets, familiar as mine. Funny feeling, running from his oldest friend. Fighting for an obsolete revenge. Oh, adrenaline of plutonium runs through my veins. And oh, the rooftops fly away in a blur of gargoyles and weather vanes. Oh, we meet head on and the fight can't be delayed. It's a half-life gone or a changing song, but it's about time. Okay, we are really close to getting live right now, but I wanted to mention a couple of things I don't think I've already said. The White Shag are playing at Simon After Dark with Black Collar Manifesto and Mike Hopper Trio on Friday night. The Wasted Nights and Ian James Pinback are playing at Dovetails out on Hoover Road in Warren on Friday night. And I played earlier the Luckouts, but kind of on the fly here, but they are going to be playing with the Seatbelts and the Farleys at Bullfrogs. And up in Ann Arbor Friday night, Hiawatha, who is a Detroit legend musician, is going to be putting together his band from, you know, way back. And the Cult Heroes, the Cheetahs, and the Glass Clue are going to be playing at the Blind Pig. Are we good to go?
We are ready.
All right.
In fact, we're here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Today, we have the Hit Society. Fellas, are you there? Yes, you are. There you are. Okay. Are you guys ready to go?
We're ready to go, too.
Well, what are you going to start with?
We have a song, actually, uniquely today for your enjoyment. We've never done this before. We're going to do our new EP that's coming out this Saturday, and we're going to do it track by track. So the first five songs are going to be in the order. The first one's called All Day.
And what's the name of this CD?
It's called Piranha Pool.
Well, take it away.
All right, Evan.
So that's the first cut of your new 7-inch. This is vinyl?
Yes, it is.
All right. And you are going to be having a CD or a, what is it, 7-inch vinyl release party?
Yeah, it's a seven. It's a, actually, it's a party on this Saturday at the PJ's Lager House spot that we love. We'll be releasing it there, and it's a 7-inch. Got five songs on it.
Okay, and you're going to play the first five songs that we have that you're playing today are the actual EP, right?
In the order that it's on the EP. This is the only time we're ever going to do that. And we're doing track number two here in just a sec, yeah. And it's called Little Media Destroyer.
Yeah, in fact, would you like to introduce the band first?
Yeah, actually on drums is Evan Starr.
And I can't hear anything that's going on right now at all. I can't hear them.
The manager's name is Lee, who just walked in, and he's frantically running around. God bless Lee.
I can't hear.
Anyways, we're talking about Evan right now. Evan, what's your favorite color?
I think I'm a red. I like red.
You seem like a red guy.
And hey, Evan's playing drums?
Evan plays drums.
Yeah, we usually don't even give the drummers a microphone, but today we're not giving them headphones.
We thought we'd try the reverse.
He can talk, but not hear.
And so over here we have Ricky Weber.
Hey, Ricky.
Playing bass.
You're playing bass. What kind of... you got to point towards... Dad, talk to the mic.
Hi, guys. Hey. Ricky, yeah, I play bass.
And what kind of bass do you play? An Ivanhead space?
Ivanhead, yes.
Ivan.
You're nowhere near the mic.
You got to get. Come on. There.
Yes, it's an Ivanhead space.
There you go. All right. Well, it's
and this is Kurt Sommer over here. He's singing.
Singing and playing?
Yeah. And he plays. Same time.
He's got some of the best hair in town, I have to say. Every time I see you, you've got a different haircut.
Well, you know, our friend Anastasia Gold said something about our hair, actually. There's a little interview. What's it? It was on...
There we go. Now.
Oh, the drummer is now in the room with us. Okay.
Josh Woodcock also plays guitar and rock.
Yeah, hey, Josh.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Okay. I apologize for all the chaos and getting a late start. It's been a crazy day here. But you're going to do the second song off your Piranha Pool?
Yeah, it's called Piranha Pool, is the name of the EP.
Everybody seems to be making faces out there, but...
Oh, we're having a good time.
Okay. All right. So can you play some for us?
Yeah, it's called Little Media Destroyer. We actually have a music video. If you YouTube it and search Hit Society, you can find it. It's called Little Media Destroyer. David Petruzzo did it for us.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, now they say they can't hear anything. Can you hear now?
I can hear music. I can't hear what's going on in the booth at all, though. I wish I could hear your voice.
Okay, so the drummer doesn't have headphones, and...
No, he does have headphones now.
I just want to say your hair looks really good, Margaret, today.
That's never
true. I'd tell you that. Oh, it's absolutely true. In fact, am I lying? Come on.
It's true.
Well, that's why I love you guys. You're good liars.
We're a flattering group of people. I think my friend Joe Carr is listening right now, actually, hanging out, checking us out. Who else
check
is
with him again.
Tuning in
we,
right now?
We have some giveaways, I think, for the Apathetic Sounds. I want to mention that right now for people if they want to call in. Lee just said he'd give us a vinyl. I don't mean to change the subject with you. But if people want to call in at 845-9676, option one gets you into the studio. We have some vinyl to pass along to some people. So,
and it's a good record. You should call up and try to snag it.
It definitely is.
I mean, we're on it. How bad could it be?
Emily Rose. There's a lot of great people on it.
Patrick Davey. And
Patrick
Ghosts.
Davey.
Yeah, that's like my favorite song on there.
Okay.
You got the Ashleys on that one.
Yeah.
It actually is vinyl.
And it's real vinyl.
That's right. Got White Shag, the Bad Mics, the Hand Grenades.
Go down the list. Go ahead.
Oh, the list. Oh, the Ashleys, the Illiches, the Boy Wonders, the Citizen Smile, the Hand Grenades, Nan Cook and the Typhoon, Bad Mics, Hit Society, White Shag, Patrick Davey and the Ghosts, and finishing it all up, Emily Rose.
Wow.
Excellent.
All right.
We like that.
And it was all put together by Josh Woodcock.
And Lee Majors.
And Lee Majors.
That's right.
Come on, Lee.
Okay. Are you guys ready for
some
more music?
Are we now ready for some more music?
Yeah, the next song we got, I believe, is So American. It's a cover from The Mutants.
Yes.
Art Lysak was very nice and let us use it. So listen to The Mutants. They're great.
And this is a shout out to Kevin Perry if he's listening.
And the Junk Monkeys.
1, 2, 3, 4. Chicks, cars, so American. Drugs, yeah, the bar, so American. Well, I'm not gonna try to tell you why I feel this way, but I'm so bad, man. An American girl, American guy. So American. And me, I'm going case of America. On an LA, I'll be okay. I'm so bad. I'm an American, American guy. Ducks and dumps are so American. The bodies and the clowns. Country's balling, and your street telling you what's up. Well, I'm so grimy. I'm an American, cute American guy. I'm cute American guy. I'm cute American guy.
That's a great version of that.
Yeah, it's so American.
Yeah, you know.
In fact, I think you guys do a really great version of it. It's much more, you know, it's more energetic than the Mutants did, and it's a lot harder rocking.
Well, that's definitely true about the rock part.
Yeah. Oh, in fact, we saw the Mutants when they did this, and I can testify. You guys rock.
Testify.
I'm testifying. In fact, that is on your new EP.
Yep, there is a testimony service, but that's the hidden track, though.
Oh, well, we'll have to...
Is it hidden?
Yeah, there's a testimony service part.
Oh, wow.
Well,
Never mind. No, I'm sorry.
I still haven't found that one yet.
My bad. No, that song, So American, is definitely on the EP, yes.
Well, in fact, I'm sure you guys will be testifying at your big show. Where's it going to be?
It's at the Lager House, PJ Lager House.
Wow, great place.
Yeah.
And when is it?
This Saturday, the 27th.
What time?
I think if you show up around 9 or 10, or what time is it?
Show up at 9.
Show up at 9,
And hang out and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you guys are all going to be there.
We'll be there. We'll be hanging out. It'll be fun times.
All right. And playing with you that night will be Super Bomb?
Yep, Super Bomb's going to play with us.
And the Republic? I'm not familiar with them.
They're from Florida, actually.
Oh.
Republic, yep. And then we're playing with a... another band with a bad word in their name.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We'll just call them Lucky.
There's another band.
Lucky Dogs. That's
what's
the name of the other band? Come on, man.
Best word, luck.
And also, one really cool thing that bands have started doing is the admission to, which we can't mention the price, but the admission to the show gets you a copy of the 45.
That's correct. Yeah.
So. It's a nominal fee. I mean, it's nothing.
In fact, you'd pay more if you bought the 45 separately.
I mean, you definitely get more bang for your buck if you buy it on Saturday, let me tell you that.
That's right. Well, you won't be buying it. It'll be a free gift when they come to the show.
No, that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah.
What I said. That's what I meant.
Well, we ain't got
it's like Christmas in July.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a late start, so let's get the rest of these five songs from the EP in here.
That's right, you got two more to go.
Okay, this one's called Spider Bite.
You wanna feel pain? Listen to the radio. Copying the song, sing it alone. No one hears you now, no one ever will. Just see what it
it takes, whatever it takes. Yeah, yeah.
Got such a deep, low voice when you sing, and it's amazing that it's able to carry over the music, because, you know, usually you got to scream in order to be heard over the music. But that's a tribute to Alan, but also to good musicianship to be able to do that. So
when you've got a blonde-haired rock god as your singer, come on, of course he can be heard over the band. You've got to come and see these guys live. That's the best way to catch them. Yeah, because they are rock stars.
I'm just speechless.
I also noticed that on the 7-inch that if in case people don't have a record player or they don't want to destroy it by any way, you know, opening this, there is an MP3 download code available.
That is correct.
In fact, you got to have everything if you want to get your music out there today.
Cover all the bases, vinyl, digital,
yes,
tape, you know, maybe release
yeah,
in the future on cassette tape.
Mixtape.
We're working on the 8-track right now.
All right. Well, you've got one more song off your EP to go, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Sounds about right.
Are you ready to go?
Oh, we're ready if you are.
Oh, we're always ready on WHFR.
That's what I love about you. Yeah, that song's called Toxic.
Okay, and your address?
Oh, yeah. So kind for acting me, so fine for detecting me. Just sit down, 'cause it's no major. What I say is what I waste. You're so kind. Wash my hands.
We have to give like a big thanks to Ray Goodman. He produced it.
Oh, really?
And he did a great job. He worked a lot on the guitar. He plays with a lot of big players. He's a great guitar player, and he helped us a lot with the guitar tones and everything. Like, he's just a real great producer.
In fact, he played with Dick Wagner just a couple years ago.
Right, he's playing with Dick Wagner right now. He was also a part of the SRC and Mitch Ryder's Detroit Wheels.
He plays with Mitch Ryder sometimes too.
Yeah, so he's a real guitar player out there.
Doesn't get any more Detroit than Ray Goodman, man.
No.
Yeah, really. We just picked up the book Detroit Rock City, and he's comments on, you know, his narrative is in there. On every chapter, practically, he had a story to tell.
Yeah, he's been around. He knows the scene well. And, in fact, you'll probably get a chance to shake his hand if you come by on Saturday. He'll probably be there.
And then also, I see Dave Feeney mastered it at Teppermill Studios.
Yeah, and Dave's real great, too. He did a great job on it. Tony Hamara, he did the sound engineering.
Yeah, he was awesome to work with, too.
All right, and this is your brand-new CD. You know, 40, yeah, make that brand new vinyl EP, Piranha Pool. You can pick it up at your show this Saturday at the Logger House.
That is correct.
Who did the artwork, the drawing on the front?
The gentleman's name escapes me, but he is a Bellyache Records personnel, works with Bellyache Records, and we have them to thank for hooking us up with him. I believe his signature is actually on the artwork, but did you like the artwork?
It's a piranha pool.
It's a very...
I think it looks like Richard Nixon.
He signed it merely as MR.
It's very creative.
Maybe it's Matt Rickle from Fawn.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got lots more music to go here. You've got a big, big set list, not just the five songs. What else can we get from the Hit Society?
Next one.
Yeah, all we right. can do just...
Do you have a request? You know a couple of songs, actually. Maybe we should stick to the plan.
I'm just going to let you guys go.
All right.
Give me some music.
We'll do what we want.
This is our version of Wipeout. It has lyrics and all.
Hit it! Yeah. All right. In fact, why don't we just keep the music going from you guys? Let's get as much as we can out of the Hit Society.
Okay, we'll do three in a row then. How about that?
Go for it.
Nervous Nelly.
Once in a while, the highway is my way.
This is off our first EP.
Of songs from the Hit Society. In fact, guys, what's the best way for people to get a hold of the Hit Society?
Probably Facebook. We're kind of on Facebook a lot, I guess. I don't know.
Bandcamp as well.
Bandcamp. Twitter.
And they can always come down to your live show
We're
and catch you there.
Like every weekend, so going there to get a beer, there's like a 90% chance you're going to run into us.
It's our hangout spot.
Lead two.
Yeah, but if you go to facebook.com/hitsociety, pretty easy. HitSociety.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an easy way to get a hold of us, and I think we're kind of nice guys. I mean, I don't think we'd give you a hard time, you know?
Oh, no. You guys are nice guys. Hey.
Really so weird. Are you, Roger.
Oh, well. Hey, but you can find out how nice they really are at the Logger House this Saturday night. What time are you guys
going
out? That's
a great selling point. I think we probably play closer to 11 that night, but the whole show, the party starts at 9, so we'll be there.
And you want to catch the whole show.
I would if I were you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would if I were you.
And keep in mind that the admission price includes a copy of this, the 7-inch, the vinyl that you guys have been playing today. The first 5 songs you played today were on there. And if they don't have a record player, there is a MP3 download in this package as well. So
free download that comes with the vinyl.
That's right.
It's really cool. You get 5 songs on 7 inches. It's really it's cool.
All right. Have you got any other shows coming up?
That's a better question to ask
better
Lee.
Than 5 inches. In fact,
oh yeah, let's get Lee in here.
Why don't we have Lee tell you where the shows are at?
Yeah, actually, yeah. That'd be great.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Thanks for having me back and the Hit Society guys. The best place to find out about their shows, of course, is Facebook and Twitter. But I'll tell you about one upcoming show that we're excited for is Friday, September 6th at the Shelter. It's a free show with Hit Society, Passalacqua, and the Kickstand Band. So that is coming up again Friday, September 6th at the Shelter. But again, the big show this weekend, Logger House, the Piranha Pool record release show on Bellyache Records, playing with Hit Society. We also have The Republic, our good friends Superbomb, and one more band that we really can't mention the name. I think we were calling them Luck of the...
They're Lucky Dogs.
Lucky Dogs.
Yeah, the Luckies, whatever. No, actually, there is a band called the Luckies around town, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think there's a Luck Outs, I
but,
know.
But when you come, you'll see. And again, the admission does include a copy of the new 7-inch vinyl, 5 songs, Piranha Pool, Hit Society.
All right.
Lee, you have such a great radio voice. You should have your own show.
He's got a radio face. I mean, a radio voice.
Well, we're coming up on like we got 10 minutes left on our show. What do you think you could play for us in 10 minutes?
A couple songs.
Probably some songs.
Yeah.
All right.
We actually have almost exactly 10 minutes worth.
Songs.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, so this one's on the Pathetic Sounds record. If you do get that.
Are we doing that one next?
Oh, what do you want to do? No, we're gonna do Annihilate. Never mind. Forget about that. You don't get to hear that one yet, but hang out for a while and you will. Very, very much. This, I guess, might be our last one.
Yeah, it looks like you got about 6 minutes left.
Oh, there's no rush in anything.
Yeah.
So this next song, it's on the Pathetic Sounds of Detroit. It's a song we chose to do, and it's cool. And Lee's smiling at me. I don't know. I didn't get it.
It's because he likes your hair today, Josh.
Yeah, I forgot the shower.
Josh Woodcock, ladies and gentlemen. Just for that, you have to start this song all by yourself.
Cool, are we good?
You're good.
All right.
Lost my mind.
Guys, that was all that side of the room right there.
Whoa. 100%. All right.
Well, we can close out with something if you'd like.
In fact, why don't you remind people where they can get a hold of the Hit Society?
You can see us on the 27th of July at Logger House.
2 days from now.
Saturday night.
And if you can't make it to the show for whatever reason, there'll be some copies over at UHF.
And for the record,
in,
on
Thursday.
No, go ahead.
You're good. You're good. I finished.
I was going to say, for the record, on Thursday nights, we can pretty much be found at Deadwood because there's a good, yeah, Deadwood and...
There's good happenings there.
Okay.
All right. One thing I do want to clarify is I've been calling it a 45, and it's actually a 33 and a third. It's got a little hole in, it's got the five songs. So, that's available with... that is available... with your admission price Saturday night at PJ's Logger House. And next week on the show, we've got the Bell Islanders. And
we got 2 minutes left. What can you do for 2 minutes?
We could tell you a good joke.
Oh, I'd rather hear some music.
let's do Don't Care.
Okay, the song's called Don't Care. We'll see you guys on Saturday at Logger House. Thank you.
Rock. The Hit Society, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 next week. Stay tuned for the Bell Islanders right now. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves. ¶¶